to elect the chairperson for the committee in terms of the NA Rule 158. And I would now call for the nomination of the chairperson. Honorable Sanamela.
Oh, it's not ready.
Yeah, it's not ready.
Thank you very much, Nelly, and good evening, Mrs. Nelly, Comrade Nelly, and to our colleagues. I wish to nominate the Honourable Grace Seth.
Yes. I'll second that. I think she'll be brilliant. I think you'll make a great chairperson, actually. Yes.
Are there any second for the nomination?
I'm thinking that. I think that's a very good proposal.
Thank you. I don't want to buy you leaving.
I think you've made the right choice there.
Are there any further nominations?
Ms.
Madeleine?
Thank you, Chair. I would like to nominate the name of Honorable Novenda to be honest.
Are there any seconder?
Yes. Chairperson, I fully concur and support the name of Honorable Mr. Honorable
Secretary,
Mr.
Honorable Mankala.
Because baba vele bekhona lebekhethi baba siyabheka ngakho kungokunye okulimaza lento ukuchashazela kwemali ngoba enye imali lesinomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnomnom mina ngokwami ngisakuqhubeke labo bebevese bekhona.
Thank you very much. I thought you were
available for the conversation. Thank you. Thank you, Mkawula. In terms of... If I may attempt to answer your question, your question, Mankaola, this process, I think it was initiated in June, but in terms of the ATC of the 11th of September 2018, there was a House resolution that agreed that at a committee on the freedom of the census must be established. And based on this ATC, members of the committee were also on the 12th of October, were publicized in the ATC on the 12th of October, hence the first meeting. So this meeting is based on both the ATC.
That's mine, but I'm not sure if it was. Yeah, it's a follow up. Okay, do you want me to follow up? Yeah.
Magunjalo, I'm going to ask you to
answer. microphone, you were taking minutes, and you couldn't make sure what is going to be in the minute. So you must have a minute that Mantege says that Hazel and I are naughty. Please don't minute that.
I'm in the process of checking whether the both members are available for the consultation. I'll start with you, Mr. Ege. Just want to check if you're available for the board meeting.
No.
Not taking. No.
I'm not available. I'm supporting the name, fully supporting the name of the honorable minister.
And Ms. Mubendaba, are you available for the posting of the chairmanfish?
Yeah, I'm available, sir.
Thank you very much. And I would now like to declare...
Oh. I think the process is, if you check if there's any further knowledge, close the nomination process.
I think I did, and then Ms. Mubendaba was
accepting
the nomination. Yes. No. First, I asked for nomination, and then Ms. And then I asked for a seconder, and then I asked for a further nomination, and then Ms. Mubendaba was
nominated. And then he was further, and then close the nomination.
There might be
another
nomination.
Yeah.
I never call for further nominations. Are there any further nominations?
No.
No. So close the nomination, and I would like to request Ms. Mubendaba to take the seat.
Thank you. No, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You are an example to me.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good morning, honorable members. Thank you very much for electing me as the chair of this ad hoc committee. And I don't think this meeting will take long. We're just electing the chairperson today. But I'm sure what will happen then, we'll meet with the secretary of the ad hoc committee, Unemiso, so that we can then prepare for the schedule of the meetings. I think you will inform you by next week or by Friday on when are we going to meet, so that you can adopt the program for our meetings. And I think also the other thing, honorable members, in terms of the time frame that we are given, we'll have to extend it. Because those of you who were with us in the last ad hoc committee, you know that this process is a long process, and we must do everything correct according to legislation. And we must not allow our process to be challenged by NGOs and Human Rights Commission. So what we need to do, we'll have to make sure that everything we do is by the book, and it's fair and transparent. And we don't view it, I think the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
And the other thing, before I say it's adjourned, yeah. Is there anything that you want to read? Nicolo.
If, going back to the last committee, we found, after we'd already started the process, that having some kind of matrix, some kind of framework, and remember we even recommended to Parliament that a standard, not a scoring sheet, but competency schedule, is created for the nominations of Chapter 9 institutions. So maybe we can start getting that and maybe adopt that with the program so that we are already ahead. Just as a competency framework, a competency. So we're making sure that we evaluate every single person objectively. So I don't like you because you have a yellow jacket, but we can measure everybody equally in terms of leadership, experience, etc.
I think Emily is here listening. We are going to look at that.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to get clarity. After the House passed the resolution for the establishment of the ad hoc committee, advertisement for calling for the nominations for the positions has it been done yet? Or
no.
Not yet.
Those ones are done by us. It's us who's going to do this.
Okay.
No, thank you. I'm covered. I just want to know if your next meeting is going to be in this country or out of the country, because I see presently we're spending more time out of the country than in the country, from what I can see.
That was on a lighter note. Thank you very much, honorable members. I'm hoping there's a
Yes,
Kaula?
No. Sengathi bengabhekelelwa la ukuthi ngelanga lomhlaba because khona abantu abahlala Tuesday kasi njengami no-honorable Senge and hlala Tuesday enwenzini sekuthi ngeke sikwazi ukuthi kwenze mhlawumbe kube u-Thursday or Friday ngijasulekuzefuthi umbono ukuze singahlalani
nekuseni or afternoon.
No, afternoon it can be normally it's primer. The afternoon.
But you should have the free in SK now. SK is fine.
Okay.
Why is
it?
Okay,
those are details that can be worked. Today what we left the chair script and we go to other meetings. You have attended the meeting now, so I call for that. Thank you.
Doctor, this one I think it's important. There are two letters that have been issued to the other commissioners that are supposed to end their terms. And we said to them yesterday that they must bring in those two letters in terms of appointment. The other one is the president appointed the chair and the president gave her the letter. And the minister also seconded that. But the content of the letters are different. I don't know what is the difference. I said I will raise it in the meeting so that she also asked for the letters so that we should not have a confusion. They are supposed to exit. These are the ones that are supposed to exit next year, that we are filling their posts. But the letters are not saying so. So they will be, fruitless expenditure. In terms, if they stay in accordance to those letters, which is also contrary to the legislation.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Honorable Chair. Dr. Lin?
No, thanks. In the light of the latter speaker's input, that this is a very important aspect that we must deal with as we are on our toes. And maybe give the leadership of the committee to consider at least to test it. Because it's a serious problem around privacy.
Yeah.
These days, the issue of flight and everything else is an inconvenience. So, if my appeal to the committee to say leadership, let's consider this testing. Even though Thursday is a caucus day, our parties have deployed the act. Yes,
they will
also influence our party to give us an opportunity to prioritize people.
Sorry, I've got a slightly different view on that. Sorry, I'm sorry to make my input, but I think when it comes to the ad hoc committee, you know, this is a once-off thing, and as far as I understand it, we have to prioritize this work. All of us have got other committees that sit on Tuesday and Wednesday, but there are vacancies that are there now, and we have to, even, you know, this is not an ongoing process, it's a short process. So I feel, you know, if you submit an apology to your planning committee because you're at an ad hoc committee, I think that would suffice, and I think we do have to prioritize. I don't know about a Thursday, because a Thursday is caucus, and then we have to go into the House, and many of us in smaller parties have to make contributions in the House because there are only a few members. As far as, I mean, on a Tuesday, I've said one woman in the presidency, on a Wednesday on social development, but having accepted nomination for this committee, I knew that I would have to prioritize this work ahead of my other two committees. That is just my view. Thank you.
Don't expropriate me with other let us arrange the next committee meeting as soon as possible. At that meeting, we have a draft competency framework, the draft advertisement. I think this committee should approve that. And the draft schedule of meetings, because Nelly is going to have to check venues, availability, all of those things. So then at our next meeting, then we can discuss these finer details and approve the tentative, as well as what Machweo was talking about those irregularities with the two appointments. So we have the two appointments, the competency framework, the schedule and the draft advertisement, and there we can discuss further. I so request.
Thank you. Well done, yeah. I think honourable members were asking that in terms of the dates, we are not going to change the dates, but I'm sure we are going to sit on Wednesdays like we did last time.
Yeah.
All of us who are having meetings that are sitting Tuesday, Wednesday, like myself, every Wednesday, health is sitting.
Yeah.
So there's no other day that will change, because Thursday is caucus. So we can't even go in for Thursday. Friday, we have problems with the flight. So we can't even go for Friday.
Sunday.
So,
okay.
Let's agree that we are going to meet on Wednesday.
Okay.
Members who are not available will submit their approval.
Yeah.
Gracias.